The Los Angeles Coalition to End Hunger and Homelessness is in the final throes of its three-month voter drive.
Hi, this message is for Cameron. We recently registered you to vote. I'm just calling to remind you that Tuesday, November 7th is election day.
Its aim? To get out the vote among a difficult community to reach, LA's poor and homeless.
They're worried about survival issues. They're worried about having a roof over their head or having enough food for their family. So voting can seem pretty abstract.
Nancy Berlin heads the organization's effort. She says it's her job to make people understand why politics should matter to them.
You know, maybe you wouldn't have to be sitting in this welfare office if we had better paying jobs, or if, you know, maybe you wouldn't have to be in this shelter if there was enough affordable housing.
Berlin says issues like these will never be a priority for government as long as those in low-income communities stay home on election day.
I actually had a legislator tell me recently, we don't care about low-income people because they don't vote. And he actually said that.
She sees it as a simple equation. If you vote, you force politicians to pay attention.
If we had a large enough voting block of low-income people, then that's another way to show your power. Money and votes are the two things that count.
Berlin and her staff of one, Yolanda James, have registered more than 1,700 low-income voters in Los Angeles County. They held workshops in shelters and canvassed the welfare office. Now they have a group of college students hitting the phones to ensure their newly registered voters make it to the polls.
Okay, coming straight. All right, your polling place is at the Sheridan Street Elementary School.
This type of gentle prodding mixed with voter education has paid off. In 2004, more than 60% of the voters Berlin and James registered actually cast a ballot, a turnout rate higher than the state average. The two women attribute some of their success to the fact they've both been in the shoes of those they're trying to reach.
When I first came to Los Angeles, I didn't have a very easy time of things. And I ended up down at the welfare office, and I know what that's like. And I know how demoralized you can get when you think that nobody really cares about you.
Yolanda James has felt that too. She's a single mother who says she still falls under the government's low-income definition. James sees exercising her right to vote as a matter of self-respect.
Although we're in this situation, but we still hold our heads up high. Voting is definitely a way of holding our heads up high because it ensures us our rights and it ensures us our voice.
A voice she uses to encourage others.
Hi, Shaquita. This is Yolanda, and I'm with the Los Angeles Coalition to End Hunger and Homelessness, and we helped register you to vote a while back. We're just calling you to remind you this Tuesday, November 7th, is Election Day, and we're hoping that we can count on you to go vote.
This is Allison Brody, Annenberg Radio News, Los Angeles.
Get out to vote. Okay, bye.